Next is a class on the Bhagavad Gita as it is, 4th chapter, text number 13, given by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada, recorded on April 8, 1973, in New York.
Chaturbarnam maya srishtam guna karma vibhagasa tasya kartaram api mam vidhi akartaram avayam. This is a verse from Bhagavad Gita. Most of you know this book, Bhagavad Gita. It is very famous book of knowledge. And we are presenting Bhagavad Gita as it is. This Krishna consciousness movement means to present Bhagavad Gita as it is, without any adulteration. So Krishna says, four classes of men, chaturbarna. Chatur means four. And varnang means division of society. Just like varna means color. As there are division of color, red, blue and yellow. Similarly, human being, human society should be divided according to the quality. The quality is also called color. Chatur varnang maya system guna karma vibhagas. So there are three qualities in this material world. Three qualities or three colors. Red, blue and yellow. You mix it, then you become 81 colors. Three colors, three upon three multiplied, it becomes 9. 9 upon 9 multiplied, it becomes 81. So, there are 8,400,000 different forms of living entities. Due to this mixture of different qualities, nature is manufacturing different types of body according to the association of the living entity to the particular type of quality. Living entities are part and parcel of God. Suppose God is the big fire and living entities are just like sparks. The sparks, they are also fire. Sparks also, if one spark falls on your body, on your garment, it burns. But it is not as powerful as the big fire. Similarly, God is all-powerful, God is great. We are part and parcel of God. Therefore, our greatness is very, very small, infinitesimal. God is great, therefore He has created so many universes. We cannot account for even one universe. This one universe which we see, the sky, the dome, within that sky outer space, there are millions and trillions of stars, planets, they are floating. Floating in the air, everyone knows. We can float one Sputnik in the sky, and we take so much credit that we have become very, very great scientists who don't care for God. This is foolishness. Foolish person will say like that. But one who is intelligent, he knows that God is floating millions and trillions of planets in the sky. And what we have done in that comparison? This is intelligence. We have become very much proud of our scientific knowledge, and therefore, at the present moment, we defy the existence of God. Sometimes we say that I have become God now. These are foolish statements. You are nothing in comparison to the intelligence. He is also intelligent. Because we are part and parcel of God, that we can study what is God if we simply study ourselves. Just like if you study a drop of sea water, if you analyze chemically, you'll find so many chemicals in that drop. So you can understand what is the composition of the sea. The same composition, but in greater quantity. That is the difference between God and ours. We are small gods, we can say. Small gods. Teeny, sample gods. Therefore we are so much proud. But we should not be proud because we should know that all our qualities are taken from God. Because we are part and parcel. So originally, all these qualities are there in God. And therefore, Vedanta Sutra says, what is God? What is absolute truth? Athata brahma jigyasa. When inquire about God, about the absolute truth, the answer is immediately given. Janmadvasya jataha. The absolute truth is that from whom everything comes, everything emanates. So everything is coming from God. He is the original source of all supplies. Now, what is our position? There are innumerable living entities. Nitya nityanam chetanas chetananam. That is Vedic information. God is also a living entity, like us, but is the chief living entity. And we are also living entity, just like one father. Father may have got 20 children, 20 sons. Formerly they used to have 100 sons. Now the fathers have no such power. But, up to 5,000 years ago, King Dhritarashtra gave birth to 100 sons. Now we are saying that we are overpopulated. But that's not the fact. At the present moment, where there is the question of overpopulation? Now, how many of us giving birth hundreds of children? No, nobody. But formerly, a father could give birth to 100 children. So there is no question of overpopulation. And even there is overpopulation, we get information from the Vedas. Eka jo bahunam vidadhati kaman, that one chief living entity, God, he can maintain innumerable living entities. There is no question of overpopulation. This is a false theory. If God can create, He can maintain also. And actually, this is the fact. I am traveling all over the world. There are so much vacant places upon the surface of the globe that the 10 times more than the present population can be easily maintained. But we do not know how to use it. In Africa, in Australia, in your America, there is enough land still lying. But because we have encroached upon the land of Krishna, the difficulty is there. China is overpopulated, India is overpopulated. But if we take to Krishna consciousness, these difficulties will be over within a second. Krishna consciousness means to take everything Krishna's. I am also Krishna's. That is Krishna consciousness. Actually, that is fact. Everything, Krishna means God. Everything belongs to God. I also belong to God. Ishavasam idam sarvam. Everything belongs to God. That's the fact. But we do not accept the fact. We take something illusory. That which is called Maya. Just like the Americans, they are claiming this land is for the American group. Similarly, other nations, but the land actually belongs to God. The land, the sky, the water, and the products in the land, in the sky, in the water, everything belongs to God. And we are children of God. We have got the right to live at the expense of father, just like we live, small children. They live at the cost of father. Similarly, we also live by the arrangement of God. Why should we claim that this is our property? This is the idea of spiritual communism. In Bhagavad, these things are stated. How to feel spiritual communism. In the spiritual communism, the present communists, they are thinking of the human being only. And the animals are being sent to the slaughterhouse. Although the human being and the animal is born in the same land, actually they are also nationals. National means one is born in that particular land. So why not these animals national? But because they have no Krishna consciousness, they cannot think so broadly. They think nationalism means it is limited to the human being, not to the animals, not to the trees. But when you become Krishna conscious, you understand that the trees, the plants, the reptiles, the aquatics, the human being, the beast, everyone, each and every one, part and parcel of God. According to their karma, they have got different bodies. The color, as I explained. According to karanam gunasanga asya sadasad janma jonishu. These things are described in the Bhagavad Gita. One has got a different type of body according to his karma. Karmana daiva netrena jantar deho upapattai. By karma we create next body. So this is a great science. People do not know how things are taking place, how there are so many species of life, how one is so-called happy or so-called distressed, why one is rich, one is poor, Why there are so many planets? Why some of them are demigods, some of them are human beings, some of them are animals? It is a great science. But there is no cultivation of this knowledge in the modern universities or educational institutions. Perhaps we are the only group of men we are trying to propagate this science of Krishna consciousness. But it is a perfect science to understand the position. Now, Krishna says, Chaturvarnam maya system gunakarma vibhavasa. And when we are animals, we have to pass through animal bodies. By evolution we have come to this human form of body. Now, it is an opportunity to get out of this cycle of birth and death. This is our real problem. But people, because they have no education, poor fund of knowledge, there is no educational institution how transmigration of the soul takes place. They do not know. Big MA, PhDs, but they do not know what is the actual position of the living entity. But that is the real problem. They do not know the real problem. The real problem is, it is stated in the Bhagavad Gita, janma mitu jara vyadhi, birth, death, old age and disease. This is real problem. Nobody wants to take birth. At least nobody wants to die. Birth and death. Wherever there is birth, there must be death. Anything which is born must die. So, janma mitu. And old age, so long you live, you have to change your position. So one position is this old age, just like we have become old, there are so many complaints, jara and vyadhi, and when we become diseased, everyone should become diseased, everyone should become old, everyone must die. This is the problem. Janma mitu jara vyadhi dukkho doshanu dasa. You are trying to mitigate all our miserable conditions of life, that is struggle for existence. We are scientists, we are discovering many counteracting processes to get out of distress condition. But the difficult position, janma mitu jara vyadhi, we are avoiding. Because we cannot do anything. The so-called science, they cannot solve this problem, although sometimes they falsely become proud that by science we shall become immortal and so on. These things were tried before also by atheistic class of men like Ravana or Hiranyakashipu. But it is not possible to become successful, to stop birth, death, old age and disease. That is not possible. If there is any possible process, that is Krishna consciousness. If you become Krishna conscious, then you can get a body, not get, you have already got the body, spiritual body, and upon that spiritual body, this material body has developed, just like dress. Your coat is cut according to your body. Similarly, this materially body is cut according to our spiritual body. So you have got our spiritual body. This material body is covering. Bhashangsi jinnani. Just like dress, your shirt and coat is the covering of your real body. Similarly, this body, gross body and subtle body, made of material elements. The gross body is made of earth, water, air, fire, and the subtle body is made of mind, intelligence and ego. This is the certain core. Within this certain core, there is the soul. So, the soul is now encased in this material body. And our business in the human form of body, in animal form of body, we cannot do this. But the human form of body, we can understand that I am not this body. The body, this material body, is a outer encasement. And because I have got this body, I am subjected to birth, death, old age and disease. Now, in the human form of body, I understand it. So, if I take the process, how to get out of this cycle of birth and death, then our human life is success. This is Krishna consciousness movement. How we are helping people how to get out of this material body and revive your own spiritual body. And in that spiritual body, you go back to home, back to God. This is the process. Takta deham punarjanma naiti. People are so attracted to this material body that they are prepared to become cats and dogs next life, but they are not prepared to go back to home, back to Lord. This is the problem. So why this problem? Because the human society is in chaos, chaotic condition. There must be division of four classes. One class must be Brahmana, intelligent class. And one should be Kshatriya, one class, the administrator. Because human society, they require good consulting brain, good administrators, good producers, and good workers. That is the division of Brahman, Kshatriya, Vaishya, Shudra. Therefore Krishna says, Chaturvarnam mayasistam, in order to keep smooth facilities for human life, there must be four divisions. If you say we don't require Brahmana, if you don't require Brahmana, then you will suffer. Just like you have got this body, and if you think this part of the body is very expensive, always eating, cut it off, then you will be dead. Similarly, just to keep your body in good condition, in living condition, you must have your head, you must have your arms, you must have your belly, you must have your legs. You cannot say that I can avoid this part of the body. No. Similarly, Chaturvarnam Maya system, the four divisions of the society must be there. Otherwise it will be chaotic, you are dead body. So at the present moment, the difficulty is there is no Brahmana, there is no Kshatriya. There are only the Vaishyas and the Shudras. Belly. Vaishya means belly. And Shudra means the leg. So if out of the four divisions, one is wanting, the society must be in chaotic condition. The four must exist. Although comparatively, head is the most important part of the body, but still, you cannot neglect the leg also. This is a cooperative combination. So we have to cooperate. It doesn't matter. One is very intelligent, one is less intelligent, one is less intelligent. The four classes are there. The most intelligent class is the head, brain. And the next intelligent class, the administrator, government. The next intelligent class, the industrialist, merchants. The next intelligent class is the worker. All of them are required. But at the present moment, there is only this mercantile industrialist and worker. there is no brain. How to conduct society? How to become perfect human society? How to fulfill the mission of human society? For these things there is no brain. So, this Krishna consciousness movement is creating some brain of the human society. Brahman. And this brain, Brahmana's business is, Brahmana, this word, very word comes, Namo Brahmana Devaya Go Brahmana Hitaya Jagat Dhitaya Krishnaya Govindaya Namo Namo. So, Brahmana means one who knows God. That is Brahmana. And keeping in view God, they teaches others to become God conscious. Without becoming God conscious, the human society is simply animal society. Because animals cannot be God conscious. However, you may go on preaching amongst the animal cats and dogs. It is not possible. Because they have no brain to understand what is God. So, in the human society, if there is no Brahmana who can teach about God, who can elevate person to God consciousness, then it is also animal society. Simply eating, sleeping and sex life and defense, these are the business of the animals also. The animals also know how to eat, how to sleep, how to enjoy sex life, how to defend. They know in their own way. So simply to do these business does not mean human being. Then the mission of human being will not be fulfilled. There must be the four classes of man as Krishna recommends. Chatut Varnam Maya Sushtam. There must be a Brahminical class of man, a Kshatriya class of man, a Vaishya class. There are already, but they are not very scientifically settled as it is propounded in the Bhagavad Gita. Chatut Varnam Maya Sushtam. These are Guna Karma Vibhag. Guna means according to quality. So, in India, these four classes of men are there, but they are in the name. Actually, it is also in the chaotic condition, because nobody is following the prescription as given by Bhagavad Gita. Guna Karma Vibhaga. In India, although a person born in a Brahman family, but his guna qualities are less than Shudra, but still he is being accepted as a Brahman. That is the difficulty. Therefore, India's condition is so chaotic. But this is a scientific process. You Western people, you should try to understand that. And our boys and girls who have joined, they are trying to understand and execute the principles. So, if you take up this Krishna consciousness movement, which is meant for the Brahmanas, if you become Brahmana by quality, then the Western nations will be, especially in America, they will be first class nation. They will be first class nation. You have got intelligence, you have got resources, you are also inquisitive, you catch up good things, so you have got good qualities. You take up this Krishna consciousness movement seriously and you will become the first class nation of the world. That is my request. Thank you very much. Hare Krishna.